I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we often hear stories of immigrants crossing the border illegally, but what about those trafficked here and kept against their will? Modern-day slavery in Los Angeles. That story in just a few moments. But first, we've just heard about Latino political demands for President Obama to take up immigration reform, but they're not the only group growing impatient. Last night, on a fundraising trip to South Florida, Mr. Obama was greeted by a small group of Haitian protesters. Florida's Haitian community has traditionally been a bastion of support for the Democratic Party. But now critics say Mr. Obama has failed to deliver on one of their top priorities, temporary protected status for an estimated 35,000 Haitians at risk of deportation. Joining us to talk about this is Gypsy Metalus. She's the executive director for the Haitian Neighborhood Center based in Miami. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Can I ask you first, just to explain, temporary protected status, it's often called TPS. What is it and who in the U.S. now has it?
Temporary protective status, or TPS, is a special designation granted to nationals who come from countries that have been hit or devastated by either natural disasters or internal issues that are very severe. So far, nationals of Honduras, of Nicaragua, of Salvador have all been granted this status, especially in the wake of natural disasters that have hit their country.
So why do Haitians say they, too, are entitled to this protected status?
First and foremost, because Haiti, too, has had the misfortune of having suffered four severe storms from the year 2004 until as recent as last year. There were four storms that devastated many parts of the country, and in particular, Gonaïve, a city that is still in the process of rebuilding. And then, of course, we know that Haiti has had its ups and downs economically. It's had its ups and downs in terms of the stability of its institutions. It's had its issues. And we know that the Obama administration has voiced concern and support for Haiti and has shown, I think, some sensitivity towards the issues and the challenges faced by the Haitian people. And made some promises to look at those issues in a very comprehensive manner during his campaign, and I'm still hopeful to do that now.
As I understand it, President Obama never promised protected status during the campaign. He said he was very sympathetic to the request. I mean, what?
That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right. He did not promise, but he did say that he would look at this very, very seriously, very comprehensively. And so we're saying that this is not the time to deal the country the kind of blow that it would be dealt if 35,000 people were suddenly repatriated there.
Well, as I understand it, though officials say there is no change in the status of Haitians, that the Homeland Security Department under the Obama administration is, in fact, dealing with detained undocumented Haitians differently. Is that right?
Yes, this is correct, and we're very, very grateful for that.
So what's happening with them?
They have taken a different approach, I think an approach that would suggest that they're looking at each and every case on an individual basis, looking at the merits of each person's claims. We're hopeful that that's going to continue.
And I've read that some are actually being released. Some detainees are being released.
I understand that some, in fact, are being released and granted work permits, which is really very significant because that enables them then to continue to work hard to take care of themselves here. But equally important is to take care of family back in Haiti who really do rely on the support that they provide through remittances.
Are deportations still happening for someone who does not have a criminal background?
Not that I know of.
But this change isn't enough for you?
This change isn't enough for any of us because really repatriating or deporting these people would be against everything we stand for, I believe.
Now, some have suggested that if Haitians were granted temporary protected status, that it would spark an influx of people leaving the island for the U.S. What do you say to that concern?
You know, Jennifer, that is an old argument. It has been tried again and again, and it's failed because over the several decades where special legislative initiatives have been devised to provide relief to certain groups, we have never seen this happen. We have never seen this influx of people leaving their home countries to rush to the United States because there's a special designation or a special legislation that favors a category or another. That's never happened, and we don't anticipate that it will happen now. Right? And so, again, we're saying temporary protected status for those individuals who are currently in the United States. if somebody comes in the day after it would be granted, they would not be eligible.
Gypsy Metalus is the executive director of the Haitian Neighborhood Center, and she joined us from her office in Miami. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Have a good day.